At Scarlett's house, I hide the German chocolate cake between a bush and the fence. Since Miss Murty May covered the top with aluminum foil, it should be safe until I take it over to Zachary. Scarlett is exactly as I pictured her, sitting on the porch, her long legs stretched across the swing. A magazine rests in her lap, and she's so engrossed in it she doesn't see me.
Toby says that Scarlett is engrossed in her magazine. Engrossed means that you are concentrating so hard that you're not aware of what's going on around you. Here, Scarlett's concentrating so hard on her magazine that she doesn't even notice Toby. Let's continue with the third paragraph on page 100, which starts, "Before I step through the gate."
Before I step through the gate, Tara and three other little kids march past me in a line. Upside-down plastic plant pots perch on top of their heads. Tara, the leader of the pack, has about 7 vacation Bible school ribbons pinned to her shirt. Moist wisps of hair cling to her sunburned face. She walks up to me and says, "We're having a parade, and I'm the mayor, and they're the Shiners." This kid grows weirder by the minute. "You mean Shriners," I say.
"That's what I said, Shiners."
I ignore the brat and slow my pace toward Scarlett. No reason to seem too eager. It spoils the image. Scarlett is thumbing through her magazine, popping her chewing gum, and doesn't notice me until I step onto the porch. She looks up and smiles, her lips shiny with lip gloss.
"Hey, how you doing?"